stencil graffiti artist Pete Walliger spends a few days every year painting over works he's already done.
I'm going to add a big giant eye to this. Someone blacked out the face, so I was just going to kind of touch him up a little bit today while we were here.
Walliger says he always takes a picture of his work before he leaves, because he knows it won't last.
That's part of the game. You know, you put it up, you're expecting someone to come and paint over your piece.
Walliger and other graffiti artists are allowed to paint on the 3-mile-long flood wall in downtown St. Louis, but a local nonprofit warns more graffiti is showing up where it's not supposed to be. Mary Lou Green is the executive director for Operation Brightside, a nonprofit that works to beautify the city of St. Louis. Green says her organization spends about $200,000 a year cleaning up graffiti in the city. On a recent afternoon, this 2-man graffiti eradication team is using a strong acid to help power wash the word BUDS off the side of a church. For a large tag like this one, it can take the team up to 30 minutes to remove. Green says graffiti like this is becoming more commonplace.
It used to be people would just put a little tag here and there or, you know, scrawl a message across a garage. Now somehow people are managing to put giant bubble letters and big words, and so it's requiring a lot more resources for Operation Brightside to remove.
The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department disagrees. It says incidences of tagging have decreased since 2007. However, the department does not keep a detailed record on graffiti. Those who remember the vandalism best are probably the businesses forced to clean it up. General manager for the Roberts Orpheum Theater, Michael Jennings, says the theater has paid big bucks to clean up graffiti in the past. 3 years ago, the infamous Red Fox, not the comedian, left such a large mark on the Orpheum, the theater had to have the whole south side wall repainted. The job cost the theater almost $10,000. Jennings says the graffiti hurt business at the venue and made some customers feel unsafe.
Despite what is reported every year, crime is not as bad downtown, but it's the really petty, obnoxious stuff that still persists. And when people see graffiti on a building, it reminds them that we still have people breaking car windows every once in a while and doing other things that keeps people wanting to stay in the suburbs and not come downtown.